Okay, this is Bob Stone for Florida Folklife Programs. It's January 26, 1995. And I'm with Mike Wilder and Greg Gaughan in Keenansville, and we're talking about the apprenticeship in saddle making. Before we lose the train of thought, you were just talking about your rodeo stuff, that you traveled all over the U.S., Greg?
Yes, sir.
Up until about 4 years ago?
Yes, sir.
For how long did you do that?
From 85 till 88.
And what events did you participate in?
Just the bull riding.
Bull riding. That's all. That's enough. And you lived to tell about it.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. And did I understand your wife is a barrel racer? She still do that, or
no, sir? She just she has a colt that she's training to run barrels.
Oh, okay.
She's quit for professionally. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, but she used to.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And where were you born?
West Palm Beach.
West Palm Beach.
Yes, sir.
How long you been over this way?
About 2 years. Working for Escape Ranch.
Escape?
Yes.
Where were you raised up then?
Okeechobee. Yes.
So you were born in Palm Beach, but you were raised in
Okeechobee.
Are your folks into ranching stuff? Or?
Used to be a little bit. My great grandfather had a ranch on the lake, and it was sold though before I was ever into it very much. I was real small, and then when I got 12 or 13 years old, I started working for a neighbor of ours in the summer, Norman Stokes from Okeechobee. And then as I got old enough to drive, I went to work for Daniels, D.R. Daniels.
Uh-huh.
Ranch there in Okeechobee on road colts and work cattle in the summers.
Uh-huh. So your family's been in this area a long time?
Yes, sir.
How about you, Mike? How long have you been in Keenansville?
Right in Keenansville for, let me see, 14 years.
And before that?
Well, I lived in Osceola County, and well, some in Texas, Arizona.
And you were born in?
Tampa.
Tampa, yeah. My memory. And is your family from around here, or live around here at all?
Well, they're from Plant City, where they settled.
Plant City?
You know, way back.
No, how far back?
Back to 1800.
Really? Mm-hmm. So like your great-grandparents must have been?
Yeah.
Or great-great-great?
Yeah. I think I'm the sixth or seventh generation.
Were they in ranching business? And
yeah, my grandfather was.
Uh-huh. And how'd you get started in saddle making?
Well, through, you know, always being around it. My daddy done some leather work. Actually, I seen an ad for that school.
Where and what school was that?
It was in South Dakota.
What was the name of it?
J&M Saddlery. They're no longer operating.
Is there any particular individuals you worked with there, learned from, that are well known? Or?
No.
No.
Well, the one guy that was in the school, he's got a shop up there in Sheridan, Wyoming. I know that. Uh-huh. And the rest of them I lost touch with.
Uh-huh. And you say you went there after the service or something?
No, I never was in the service.
So how long have you been, when was that you went to saddle making school?
70, 76, 77, that winter.
And how long of a school was it?
6 months.
And then you came back and started making saddles?
Well, I went back to ranch work, you know. Uh-huh. Just done it. Kind of sideline. Uh-huh. Learning, you know, because I kind of knew what I was doing. It takes a lot of time.
So going to that school was just a start.
Yeah, that's just basic. You know, it's like, you know, it just takes years. Unless you're working with somebody full time, thing that speeds up. But on your own like that, it's a little bit slower.
And now you're able to pretty much make it. More or less.
You mean independent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, it's, you know, still, I don't make no, you know, I'm rich or nothing, but
right.
I'm not. But I day work, you know. Business slows down. I day work outdoor, he works, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a few other places around. Sometimes when I just get tired of doing it, I go day work.
So, how many saddles you got going now?
Well, I done one last week. Got another one. I've done this week. Yeah.
Now, do you make a lot of fancy saddles, or?
No, they're basically working type of saddles.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are, you know, some guys want a little bit fancier than others. As far as like shoot equipment, I don't hardly fool with none of that.
Uh-huh. How many, do you know how many you made, say, last year?
Oh, shoot. Probably 10 or 12, I imagine.
Uh-huh. You do a lot of repair work, too, or?
Yeah, a lot of repair. It's really a major part of business, you know, as far as
is it like money. Half or?
Well, you know, dollar wise, it's probably 60-70%.
Uh-huh.
About 60, I'd say. But, of course, there's a lot, you know, faster turnover and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like on the door to a tree, it takes. When I order a tree, it takes at least 6 weeks to get it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes 8.
Uh-huh.
So that's a 2 month delay right there from the time somebody orders it. Then, you know, a lot of times I get 2 or 3 at the same time, then they fall into, you know, it takes at least 3 months. 3 to 4 months is what I tell people.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it'd take at least that long.
Now, when you order a tree, do you give them, they custom make it for you? How do you do that?
Well,
do you
I
give
find
them certain dimensions?
Yeah, what style and size the customer wants. And then I send all those measurements, you know. The tree company, I give them just the measurements I want and the style, and they make just that for me.
Is there a lot of tree companies?
No.
Just a few?
I would say there's maybe. I wouldn't say any more than 10. You know, that mm-hmm. I know of in the United States.
Back here. How long did you have your shop over at Eli's?
A year and a half.
And that ended what, 6 months or a year ago?
Yeah, about a year and a half ago. Yeah.
Okay.
When I left.
Time flies.
Yeah.
I remember
yeah.
when you were leaving.
Yeah.
Seemed like 6 months ago.
Yeah, it was.
What did you do to this saddle here?
I put a new seat, complete seat, new seat leather, new padded seat, new kind of binding on it.
A new what? What binding?
Cantle binding. Just back in. Right.
Cantle binding. What? How about telling me what the parts of a saddle are? You can just kind of point to them and tell me.
Okay, this is the swell. Can, horn, fender, dirt leather, dirt. This is the rigging. This is what's called an end skirt rigging. This type here is Mother Hubbard skirt. There's no outside jockey on it.
And what all, so you replaced the cantle binding and the seat?
Seat, yeah. I had just replaced all these rigging a while back. And they heated up some oil, I believe, and poured it on there, and it burnt the seat leather up.
You can see the wax.
Yeah. They were doing that to try and preserve it or something?
Yeah, they were, yeah. But I painted the oil too hot, and it just burnt the leather. Hmm. It just rolled this up like this.
Cracked it, actually broke all the way across there when I was taking it off.
Yeah.
What kind of oil you put on that?
I use rice oil.
Rice oil?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But there's of course there's all different kinds. Neat's foot.
Uh-huh.
Mineral oil.
Could be worse. They were even right here.
Yeah.
Do that where you're talking about the sewing job again?
So this kind of here, Greg done all this, this stitch line right here by itself. Got it pretty good, it's good and straight. Which is a pretty good trick, because you got to go through and go at an angle. You can't see under here where it's coming out of.
You have to feel it.
Just feel it.
Uh-huh.
Coming through there.
Then I wind up with there.
A bunch of holes in your fingers.
Is this done by machine or by
hand? No, by hand.
All by hand?
Yeah, well,
how do you get through that stuff?
That's just a trick. You have a hole you punch the holes with.
Uh-huh.
It's like a wedge-shaped.
Yeah. Now we're getting some ideas. Greg, you know, it's fine if you wear your hat. It's just that when you guys were both bending over, you know, I used to have to keep after Junior about that all the time. I bet I got 200 pictures of Junior's hat. Can't see his face. Yeah. Well, naturally, when you're working, you're looking down at what you're doing,
right.
You know.
Yeah. This is basically what you use to punch the holes and. This is what you needle that you thread the thread in.
Hook needle.
Hook needle.
What kind of needle?
A hook needle. It's really off of a sewing machine needle. And,
it's got that little hook in the, thread. Mm-hmm. You have to stab every one of those holes and then pull it through with this. Put your stitches.
What's it sewn with?
It's just wax and nylon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You roll nylon, you used to use linen. Rot, you know, so nylon, especially down here, it pretty well. Unless something wears it, you know, in two,
mm-hmm. There's this is padded with
right. It's got a
foam pad.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
This is called the Mother Hubbard type. What's this area called again?
This is rear. The skirt.
Skirt. Mm-hmm. And if it was cut out, that would be a jockey?
Well, a jockey is another piece that goes on here.
Oh, uh-huh.
That covers your rigging up there. This here is made where it comes up over to the bar. It's just like there's actually two pieces that encases it right there. The other kind there, the skirt just comes under the bottom, and the rigging sewn to it right here. Just uh-huh. Like on this other side of there. And then a jockey goes over a separate piece that covers that up. Kind of like
that. So that's kind of a major overhaul you did on this one, huh?
Yeah, it kind of, this thing here got to be like the monkey and the molasses. Or you stayed there, the bigger it got.
Well, a lot of repair jobs, anything. You know, you start digging into it. Now, who's this belong to? Ranch hand or?
Allied. The fellow, he's rancher.
Uh-huh.
So he got to ride the cutting horses. Kind of spare saddles.
And this is, over here is a new saddle you're working on?
Yeah.
Let's go over there.
Not either. Fender, start left. Okay.
Greg, can I get you in the picture somewhere?
Get up here.
Why don't you just be showing him one of them, one of those fenders? So that's a fender and stirrup leather?
This is, yeah, fender and stirrup leather for a new one. This is what's called a full double stirrup leather. There's a half double and it's cut off right here. This piece sitting on there. It makes it a little bit more flexible. Movement. Blevins buckle.
Blevins buckle?
Blevins, yes. So this goes to that and this has a slide that comes over it that holds it. That's your quick way of adjusting them. Here, these are the jockeys I was telling you about. This is a different style of putting one together. Your skirts are just under the bars here. The rigging's on top, both front and back, and then your skirts attach to the riggings like that. This is what's called a plate rigging. Hangs lower and jockey.
Can you hold that up again, Greg?
Yeah, that's good. This is a jockey that we want to cover that like that when it's finished. Whereas the other one, it just doesn't have this.
So you're pretty far along on this one then, huh?
Right, yeah. All that has to be done now is I've got Souther County binding. You know, finish these jockeys off, put them on. And button it down, basically. I don't set the, I'll wet those leathers and set them in a position like they'll be when somebody's riding it, where they,
more comfortable.
They'll be, well, right, yeah, more comfortable. this is what's called like a butt pad. See.
Fancy term.
Yeah, that's just.
Very technical.
See, this is just in the back. Like that one over there, it's a full. I had one, well, a new one that I picked up yesterday. It had a teardrop just kind of like up to here, and it was a little design.
Is there anything, special features about your saddles that are different from anybody else's? And you got any little design things?
Mainly just braid on the swell. That's kind of a braid.
Trademark?
Yeah, kind of.
I like it. Yeah, it's nice. A lot of work. How many hours will you have in a saddle like this?
Oh, generally around 40. Of course, they can.
Are you getting?
Some are faster, some are way longer. Depends on the amount of tooling.
Do you find that you're getting faster?
Oh, yeah.
With time?
Yeah. You do as you go along, you know, as you learn, you, like when you're beginning things, you have to really study on and think about and hang up. You learn it just comes to you naturally, you know. You don't even think about it.
Does it ever kind of amaze you? That he can do it so fast?
All the time.
And you're stumbling around. Yeah.
It takes me 3 or 4 hours sometimes to do something that he can do in 30, 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 3 times a week.
Better or worse?
That's fine. Well, tell me about modifying the horn. Can you get it by the saddle there?
Okay, this horn is smaller. The actual cap, company doesn't make them any bigger. It doesn't have this belly under here. Mm-hmm. And so I think I can put a cap on there, whatever size I want. Then fill this in. I'll have to put a sealer over that. This makes what's called a, I believe it's a Guadalajara style horn, this is.
Mexican style.
Right. It's a Mexican horn, what's called a number two Mexican horn to start with, but it's not exactly that style there.
What'd you build up with wood, huh?
Right, it's got a, this just a piece of plywood that's kind of formed the edges, and then this is wood putty. It's got nails and like that to bind that, you know, give that putty something to hold to.
And how about these trees? It's covered in, this is rawhide, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's underneath it? Is it wood?
Wood.
Underneath it? Is there any particular wood they use?
Generally white pine. They use a lot of it. It's a light. They don't use like a...
It's pretty light.
Hardwood. Right. They don't use hardwood. Hardwood warp more.
Do they ever break?
Oh, yeah.
Do they ever break?
Yeah.
Is that fairly common, or?
Well, Yeah, it's some of it's through accident, some of it's through old age, some of it's abuse. You know, I get mine, most of them, the guys are going to be really using them. They're double, three-quarter double covered. You see, here, see it's doubled underneath there. So you actually got two thicknesses.
You get a shot it out underneath.
You got two thicknesses on this front end here. And that makes it.
So you get to be an old pro.
Yay! But this company that makes these trees that you use, they're one of the better ones. You can tell by the seams, how tight the seams are.
Uh-huh.
And there's no, the rawhides are real smooth. They're just, they're finished better. And true, so you can sit on the table, there's no play nowhere.
Do you know anything about how they make them? How they get this rawhide on there so tight?
It's hand sewn. So.
And it's put on there wet?
Right, it's wet. It's actually a green hide. It's never actually dried out, and stretched. So it retains the shrinkage in it.
Is it varnished or anything, or is it
right? Yes, it's got a sealer lock on it.
Uh-huh.
All this is old hand, put on by hand. Mm-hmm. Like, I visited this company. What is this one? It's another one.
Superior.
Right. It was a Vernal Tree Company I went to, and they had a. There's women. There's ones that mainly do this rawhide order.
So that's a whole business in itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have any idea on how many saddles are made in this country every year, do you?
No.
Must be tens of thousands.
Yeah,
or something.
Five of them. I wouldn't know what to say on that.
Probably somebody knows. Probably the guys that make these trees. You just add all that up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Now, how about this rig you got the saddle on? Is that
what do you call it? Well, it's actually made out of a barber chair.
Yeah.
The base is a barber chair.
I thought it looked familiar.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
This is Floyd Langle's old stand. He made saddles at Lincoln Kissimmee.
Uh-huh. And what was his name? Langle's?
Langle. Floyd Mingle. I got one over there, it's a coffee of his. That he had a certain style he made, kind of developed.
Mm-hmm. It's made, that base is an old barber chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, from well here down. You go out your pump here and lock. It locks it. Those are very hard to find.
So that's a real keeper.
Find one, then you got to be able to afford it.
Is that right?
Yeah, those are.
So that's a real keeper there, huh?
All right. Of course, this has got, this here is a tilt adjustment on it. You can tilt it with that right there. This here on the bottom, this is actually a drawdown. It's a stretch seat. I've got that other thing over there I use.
You say he was in Kissimmee?
Right.
You say he passed away?
Yeah, he's been dead probably. Oh.
17 years.
Now, is this a working saddle?
Yeah.
You know, for working cowboy?
Right.
Did you say you keep photos pretty much of all your work?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Photograph everything?
Yeah.
Black and white or color?
Color.
I'm just kidding. I know you do. Yeah. It might be something to think about, though.
Yeah. I don't know. But
best thing is keep them out of light.